we've heard, seen a lot of publicity in the last year or two from both senior Garda managers and from mostly outside the county and from politicians that with huge investments in the Garda fleet. If we have officers there in Bunbeg trying to provide a service to the community and they have actually no patrol cars since the 1st of January and have been told that no vehicles are available, it's actually bordering on farcical, to be honest.
And of course, a vehicle to get by for anyone, and of course the Gardaí, is quite the necessity. What is the justification behind them not allocating one?
Well, I don't understand and I don't know, and the members concerned and I suppose local managers in the county don't understand. The station needs a car. The guards need to be able to be mobile. We hear about that policing is now about mobility of officers, and here we have a full station party relying on a vehicle that's simply not fit for purpose what they've been given at the moment. So I can't answer that question. And I mean, the station is allocated a vehicle. It meets the criteria for having a patrol car. As I say, they need to transport supervisors, or if there's more than two guards needed to attend the scene, they just need a car to do their day-to-day business out among the community, whatever that is, the very task that are assigned to Gardaí.
And as a GRA representative, Brendan, you will be, I'm sure, making representations to relevant bodies on this matter.
Well, representations have been made, and as I say, the applications have been processed. Local managers are aware of the need. They have highlighted the issue and everything's done, but we seem to be meeting a brick wall. So I would like to know, as you say, what is the criteria or who has made the decision that Bunbeg, a very busy station with a huge demographic to be served, why it is that after 8 months a vehicle hasn't been replaced. It makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, I just find it hard to understand. And, you know, senior managers, when they addressed the policing authority, actually recognised that the upgrade of the fleet was something that's actually affecting morale, and this is affecting morale in the station. These members are wondering, like, why can they not get the basic equipment required to do their job?